6 months ago, the Czech Republic's ice hockey team were celebrating having been crowned world champions for the sixth time since the establishment of the state in 1993. But the Czechs returned to earth with quite a land at the weekend when they lost all three of their games at the Karjala tournament without taking a single point. It was a nightmare start to Alois Adamczyk's second stint as Czech national team coach, as he saw his Chargers lose 3-4 to Sweden, 0-5 to hosts Finland, and 1-3 to Russia. Following the last of those games, Adamczyk said the team had simply not followed his instructions, particularly at the back.
There has to be discipline in our system. If you don't have discipline, it can't work. What I've learned is that next time we have the players together, there will be clear discipline, clear order. We had one training session focused on defence, and some players just did their own thing. That's not how the defensive system will be. It can't work that way.
One of the few Czech players to win praise for his performances in the Karjala tournament was goaltender Jakub Štěpánek.
We have 0 points, which in itself is bad, but I think given how we played, we could have won a couple. The Finns hammered us. With the Russians, maybe we could have taken a point, but could have beens don't count for anything. It worked out the way it did, and we have no points.
The Czech Republic's footballers, meanwhile, have gathered in Prague ahead of their final game of the year, an away friendly against Denmark on Wednesday night. In the Czech domestic league, Sparta Prague edged closer to Viktoria Plzeň at the weekend, after they beat Slovácko 2-0, and the leaders were held to a 1-1 draw by Slovan Liberec. At one point, Plzeň were a remarkable 12 points clear, but the gap has now narrowed to 7. Sigma Olomouc are third, despite losing 3-2 to fourth-placed Jablonec on Sunday. The Olympic champion speed skater Martina Sablíková is famous for competing regardless of health problems. She's raced with a pulled muscle, with a hairline fracture in her arm, and with a fever. But at the weekend, the 23-year-old was so ill with intestinal flu that even she couldn't compete and was forced to pull out of the opening speed skating World Cup event of the season in Heerenveen in the Netherlands. Sablíková says she hopes to recover in time for the next World Cup meeting in Berlin next weekend. Record temperatures in Prague on Sunday saw a high turnout for the Velká Kunratická cross-country race. Around 3,400 runners took part in the event, which is held at Kunratice on the outskirts of the city, and this year was held for the 77th time. As is now traditional, many of the participants were advanced in years. In fact, there's an over-70s category, which was won by Tomáš Kohout. He completed the 3,100-metre race in a time of just over 13 minutes. That's all the sport for today.